This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, here's some very exciting news. If you're a listener to the Hope Book Club podcast or you hear Natasha Moore's reviews of books on the show, she's had a very exciting win for Christian Book of the Year in the Sparklit Book of the Year Awards. I dragged Natasha onto the phone so we could congratulate her. Hi, Natasha.
Hi, Katrina.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Oh, I feel good. I'm pretty, surprised and overwhelmed, but very exciting.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I think it's interesting that, your former colleague, John Dixon, he had a book in as well as actually contributing to your book. So that would have made it interesting.
That's right. And Tim Costello, who's a colleague of mine as well, was in. It was really a family affair. That was fun.
Oh, that's cool. So tell us about your book that won. It's called For the Love of God, How the Church is Better and Worse Than You Ever Imagined. What's it all about?
Well, it's about kind of everything, isn't it? you may be familiar with this. It's actually part of a much bigger project that my colleagues and I at the Center for Public Christianity have worked on for a long time. We made a documentary of the same title about the best and worst of Christian history. You know, Christians have done all sorts of terrible things in the last 2,000 years, and a lot of people are suspicious of Christian faith as a result, understandably. And we wanted to say, okay, a lot of this is completely accurate. A lot of this history is really awful. And also, there are a lot of stories that people don't know about ways that Jesus and his teachings and his followers actually following him have contributed to making the world a better place. And let's look at both sides of those stories instead of, people often only look at one or the other and don't get the full picture. So we made the documentary and, not everyone is a documentary person. And we had a lot of, research that couldn't make it into the screen format. And so sat down and wrote a book of it, which has a number of stories that weren't in the doco, as well as hopefully covering the breadth of what was.
Yeah. So can you share with us a story that, really impacted you on this while you were doing the research and the writing of the book? Was there something that really stuck with you?
I think one of the stories that I really love is about the world's oldest surviving charity. Which is, they have a lot of names. St. John's Ambulance is an offshoot from them, but they're kind of the Order of St. John or the Knights Hospitaller. So they were founded in, the Middle East in the Holy Land during the Crusades. And they were this order of knights, but they were also, they wanted to care for the sick, which is, not kind of a given at the time. And they had, their inspiration was actually this parable that Jesus tells. It's called the Parable of the Sheep and the Goat, where it kind of has this picture of Judgment Day, where Jesus is saying to people, whatever you did or failed to do for the least of these, for the poor, for the sick, for the imprisoned, you failed to do that for me, or you did that for me. And these knights, who are kind of wealthy and, strong and powerful, they actually care for the sick and they call them our Lord's the sick, because they're like, Jesus told this story where he seriously says you have to look at the sick and vulnerable person and see them as Jesus himself. And they took that seriously and kind of like revolutionized healthcare to some extent as a result. And I just think that's really beautiful that this like one story, you and I, we like stories.
Yes, absolutely.
Can really change the world.
Yeah, and so when you finished the whole project, where did you come out with, reconciling the fact that, some bad stuff has happened in the name of Christianity, some good stuff has happened. On balance, where did that leave you at the end of the project?
One of the things actually that I want people to take away is that the balance sheet isn't the best way to approach this question. So, to the extent that it's a meaningful question, I've become very much convinced that, the influence of Jesus has been much for the better on our world. But I just think that if you're someone who's suffered at the hands of the church or of Christians, it doesn't kind of cancel that out.
Exactly.
That Christians have also done some good stuff.
Yeah.
So what we really want to do is kind of point people back to Jesus himself. And we use this analogy. We say that Jesus wrote a beautiful tune. And when Christians have played in tune with that, when they've played the tune well, that's been of great benefit to the world. When they've played it badly, that's been very harmful. But, you know, you know when a composer creates a tune, when you have kind of, we use Bach's cello suites as an example. If you sit down and play the cello suites and you have no idea how to play the cello, it's going to be horrendous. But that doesn't make Bach's
work bad.
So we really want to kind of point people back to Jesus and say, let's measure what Christians do against the one that they claim to follow. And that's a good way to assess that and to see what's worthwhile about that tune and paying attention to it, paying attention to him, that he's the real deal, whether Christians have been or not.
Yeah, cool. Well, thank you so much. Congratulations, Natasha. It's been great
to
catch up with you. Yeah.
You
that's
too.
Natasha.
We'll talk
soon. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's Natasha Moore and her book, For the Love of God, How the Church is Better and Worse Than You Ever Imagine, is the 2020 winner of the Australian Christian Book of the Year.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.